On the podcast, and I am so zenned out and relaxed and at peace and so happy to be on the airwaves with you all. Thank you so much for being here with me today and taking the time. The fact that you'd want to be here, like literally, you could be anywhere right now, guys. You, the person who's listening, you could be doing anything else and you're here with me. I'm so grateful for that. Thank you for taking the time to want to share this time together, this energy, and this connection we have as I touch on different relatable mental health topics. And there's just a few things that like popped up for me, and I really want to share them with you. These things are, they're really important reminders. I mean, they've been for me, and I want to give them to you and pass them on to you. And the first one I wanted to bring up was the fact that everything's already within you. Something we may forget, like I think society teaches us this, and like, you know, maybe it's from your past too, but like it's always like seeking things outside of us. It could be anything: people, cars, money, fame, status. I know that when I come across people, when I leave my home, I know my energy is rare. I know that my spirit is rare. And the love I have to give with my heart is rare. It's not even about how I fucking look. I don't give a fuck about that, actually. I don't. And I think like society's so focused in on like how we look and shit. I feel like even for like females, it's like, I feel bad. Really. Like, I think everybody, like if everybody was like way more in tune with others, like energy and the connection and like who the person is from the inside with their soul. Like, that's what's so fucking beautiful, you know? Like I just want to remind you guys that that's like really important to me. And like there's a lot of things out there that we see that can be like, that can brainwash us into thinking like, oh shit, well, that's what it's all about. Oh, fuck no, it's not. You know, who gives a fuck how many followers Timmy has on Instagram? Fuck out of here. We don't care. You know, like I'm sure maybe Timmy's like a really good guy, you know, like, fuck, maybe he's a really good guy, but I'm not going to look at Timmy's followers and be like, Timmy, you're the fucking, wow, bow down to Timmy, you know, like, oh, well, we got to be best friends because of that, you know, like, it's society, man. It's just like, and oh my gosh, the news too, guys. I feel like if we spent more time in nature instead of watching so much of the news, we'd be so fucking regulated. You know that? The more anybody watches the news, I really feel like it creates a fear-based like perception on everything in life. Like, it's important to know what's going on in the world. I get that. But consuming the news like every day, this is like a mental health podcast. This is about jumping in the ocean in the morning, doing breath work on the sand right after, fucking like doing yoga, fucking getting a Thai massage, reset yourself, be in nature, like whatever it is, like that can help your brain and body to help you feel at peace within yourself. You know what's so important? Your fucking internal experience. That's what's important. That's what we should all be in tune with. And it goes back to everything being already within you. When you are enjoying your internal experience within you and you feel so much love for yourself and the little child that's in you too, because there is an inner child, that needs that love, comfort, and feeling seen and understood and all the good things, all the above, right? Life becomes beautiful. And it's important to heal. You know, no matter what, we've all been through trauma, I believe. And, you know, if you disagree with that, that is totally fine. You're fully accepted here, and you can share your opinion too. If you could, the mic's not across to you. Sorry. I got the mic here. You know, we've all been through some crazy shit. We've all been through some stuff one way or another that have been really tough. This podcast is about not only taking care of ourselves and really loving ourselves and finding ways to find the happiness and joy within us and to give back and to love on others and to have healthy relationships and to, you know, inspire people to go after what they love, whatever it is. I want to tell you something real quick. I want to remind you something. Sometimes we need a reminder, and that's okay. I'll reassure you this. Whatever that dream of yours is, that goal, that thing that you've been thinking of, pushing off, or maybe it is something that you're actually working on and doing right now, just know that you're going to fucking kill it. You're going to fucking get to where you want to be, but enjoy the journey. There's going to be tough days, but don't give up. If you're on a healing journey, don't give up. I know it fucking sucks. Dude, I know. I've been purging a lot of shit. I have my death and rebirths. Oh my gosh, like the body. I've been so like passionate and intrigued to like learn about the brain and body every day. There's so many ideas I have to do and new passions that involve that. But it's like so beautiful when you can really like learn about yourself, like really learn about the experiences you've gone through, but like really learn about who you are. I feel that like I know who I am today, and that's beautiful. And I feel like I've let go and shedded so much of me that didn't need to be there, you know? And, but I know one thing is that like every day I've always wanted to give back and love on people. And it's so cool to finally like do that for myself. You know, it's always been about loving people with this and people pleasing with that and doing things for others, when in reality, it's like, what about me? So I've been doing that in my healing journey, and it feels fucking great. It feels great to put myself first. And I think that like everyone deserves that. Like, we deserve to feel so safe within, but outside of us, with really whoever's around that you choose to spend time with. Healthy relationships, full acceptance, unconditional love. I feel like I'm deserving of receiving unconditional love today. And you know what? Sometimes I get triggered with that because I know before my healing journey, I didn't feel as worthy of love. And like little Corey always deserved to feel like he was worthy of love. So I had to get him, grab his hand. And take him with me. Take him with me. Take him with me to Neverland. That's where we went. Yeah. We've been hanging out there. It's been fucking fun. It's like I'm not a victim to any trauma that I've been through. I let go of that. I let go of the people that have hurt me. But like I said, it's like, it's not my fault for what I've gone through, but like, I am so proud of myself for like doing all the work to get to the other side of where I want to be and to continue to, you know, I will not stop working on myself until the day my time's up here. I will not stop learning and healing and growing, but like, I think it's important to remind you guys too that it's like we don't have to be perfect. Like my sister reminds me that all the time. Fucking settle down. You don't have to be perfect. You can make mistakes. You don't have to be. It's okay. She's been such a blessing to me. My sister's so cool. Like, the most, like, she's like the smartest person, smartest spirit. She's the smartest soul. She's done so much for me at this time. And she believes in me. And it feels good to be believed in. When, I love crying. You know that? Like, I'm not afraid of crying. That can make some people uncomfortable. And some people could be like, yeah, fucking cry. Do your thing. Your emotions and feelings are valid. I think everyone deserves that. I really love my sister. I like to talk about her a lot. But on the podcast, it's important for me to. I carry on her legacy with her. And she's with me. Like, I just love my sister. She's the leader of my spirit team. She's so like, oh man. She's so loving. Like, one thing that I love about my sis is that, like, she is always very, my sis is very spicy. but she's got a lot of love to give, and she's particular about who she would give that to, right? And she showed me, one of the biggest things my sister showed me in this healing journey is like speaking up for myself and having boundaries. And I know I was never taught that. And it's not my fault for that. But I know now, I've done a lot of work to know now. And she just showed me how to believe in myself. Like, she believes in me. And it's cool. You know, I'm very grateful for that. I think everybody deserves to be believed in. Like, it's everything that I've always wanted, I've always given. And I give that out. You know, I've always deserved to be trusted with how I feel and what I observe and what I see and my perception on things. And I always deserve, like, to be believed in. And one thing that my sister always reminds me is that I'm very intelligent and smart, and that's beautiful because I believe that. And I think as a kid, that was hard for me to believe because it wasn't instilled in me that I was like that. And that's has nothing to do with me. And one of the things I wanted to bring up on here was the fact that if people ever doubted you, just know that it has nothing to do with you. People who doubt others doubt themselves. That is due to their, probably, I'm sure, their unresolved trauma. And I don't laugh at that. I don't laugh at people who have gone through that. But I giggle because I'm like, why did I ever not believe in myself? Fuck. I deserve to. And I do now. And I'm very grateful for that, to just know, like, it's not easy for a lot of people too. But let me tell you this right now, the person who's listening right now, I fucking believe in you. I fucking believe in you. One more time. I fucking believe in you. Whatever you want to go after in life, whatever you're going after, well, fuck that. Whatever you're going after within you, okay? You loving on yourself, you being there for your inner child, if you're doing that. If there's things outside of you that you're going after, just know that you can succeed in any of that. And you don't take up space, you know? You're enough. You don't have to prove yourself. You don't need approval over here. And I love you just the way you are. You deserve to be loved by me. Yeah. So, yeah, guys, I kind of was all over the place. And I just want to say, like, you know, I had no agenda. I might want to come on here and ramble. May vent a little bit. May share some things that I think are important that I think I can help my listeners with. And I hope I did. I want to just say, like, you're loved and you're accepted. You're fully accepted here. And I tell you, every time you come on here, I want you to feel a connection with me. I want you to feel safe. I want you to feel my beautiful energy I can give you, that I take care of every day. And just know that you're just fucking, you're deserving of the best. You're deserving of love. You have it already within you. You don't have to seek it anywhere else outside of you. All right? Till next time. I got some special people coming on soon. And I know you guys really like these one-on-ones. And I'm going to keep rolling with them. So thank you for the time. Thank you for being you. All right? I love you. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Suddenly I'm somebody I don't recognize, but I am so happy to be here. Suddenly you're the only thing that's on my mind, but I am diving even deeper, deeper. Cause I love you down to your bones. Naked and afraid, they tell me that's when you know. I feel you taking me home. Dusk until the dawn, you're compromise is something that I'm learning. Forever never made my sense to me.